This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. The nation celebrated the 76th Republic Day yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem, with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia took part in the parade. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. The event concluded with a flypast by 47 aircraft. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafale, Su-30, Jaguar, C-130, Dornier 228, and AN-32 aircraft, and Apache and Mi-17 helicopters. President Draupadi Murmu hosted an at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day yesterday. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries attended the reception. In a social media post, the president said the guests enjoyed the vibrant artistic and cultural elements that were displayed during the event. Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated his Indian counterpart President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion of the country's 76th Republic Day. Mr. Putin said that India's achievements in the economic, social, scientific, technological and other spheres are widely known and India is making a substantial contribution to ensuring international stability and security and to addressing vital issues on the regional and global agenda. India and Russia have enjoyed and maintained healthy and strong bilateral relations since the Soviet era. Uttarakhand will implement the Uniform Civil Code UCC today, making it the first state to make it a law that will bring uniformity in society while ensuring equal rights and responsibilities for all citizens. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said all preparations to implement UCC, including getting approval of the rules for the implementation of the Act and training of officials concerned, have been completed. The Uniform Civil Code UCC Act was notified on March 12, 2024, after presidential assent. Dhami said the UCC will bring about uniformity in society and ensure equal rights and responsibilities for all citizens. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that the central government is making every possible effort for the empowerment and prosperity of farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers specially invited by the government on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day in New Delhi. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the importance of modern agricultural techniques and said that technology is being used to address farmers' issues. The minister stressed the implementation of the farm-to-consumer model, whose objective is to enable farmers to directly sell their produce to consumers, reducing the role of intermediaries and ensuring maximum profits for farmers. In the Australian Open Tennis, world number one, Italy's Jannik Sinner has won the men's singles title. In the final, he defeated Alexander Zverev 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 at Rod Laver Arena yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.